Hello, everyone. Today we are finishing the beer on the Mimer of the Elipkude Mishkan. And we are also going to learn the summary of the beer, the kitzer on the beer that is all on Daf 8 of Parshas Pekude. Now, in the pasuk of it says specifically Biat Itamar ben Aaron Akoyen, specifically that this Pekude Mishkan, this counting of Mishkan, happened with the help of Itamar, the son of Aaron Akoyen. So why did the verse have to add this? Says the Alter Rebbe that Itamar actually means speaking. It comes in the Aramaic, it's used in the Gemara all the time to express the opinion of an Amora. And it means that he spoke, he said. But specifically when someone speaks Derech Mamela, meaning it automatically, he's automatically saying something, it's instantaneous. Now, it's similar to Rav Yosef Cairo in his very famous Sefer Magid Misharim. It's where the Mishnah, he writes that the Mishnah actually spoke to him, that the Mishnah spoke to him, and the Mishnah told him that the Mishnah speaks within his mouth. So whenever Rav Yosef Karo, the author of Shulchan Aruch, who's also known as the Mechaber, he speaks, he's literally expressing divine will from the Mishnah. It's also brought down in the Pasuk in Malachi, Az Nidbru Yerushim. So the idea is speaking, that the great sages can speak the words of Hashem, and it's as if Hashem himself is speaking. And that's why in the Shema we say, V'dibar tabam, that we should speak about the words of Torah, and that it has to be done in a way of bitul self nullification, because the only way to allow for Hashem's speech to be within us is when we have that nullification and connection to Hashem, like we're just a pipeline to express Hashem. And then we become a vessel to draw down God's infinite light through uniting Abba and Ima, which is Chachma and Bina, in a way of Bittul. And this is through learning Torah in a way of Bittul, as we explained earlier. The one learns Torah with this level of bittul, this self-nullification, this allows for the word of Hashem to be expressed in the learner's mouth. And that's why it says specifically in Parshas Yisrael, Azkir Eshmi, I will mention my name through the person learning Torah. And that's why the continuation of the pasuk says that Itamar is specifically Ben Aaron, the son of Aaron Akain. The pasuk didn't have to add that, seemingly. Aaron, Api Kabbalah, represents Ava Rabba, this higher level of love towards Hashem. And we need to have that love in order to draw down Hashem's unity into the words of Torah that we speak. And that is connected to the idea that we say at the beginning of the first paragraph of the Shema, we say V'ahavta, etc. Now, why? What's the idea of the in the verse? It says Avodas Halevim Biyad Itamar, that specifically the service of the Levites was with the help of Itamar was. That in order for the power of the Levim would be able to carry the Mishkan in a physical way, they would have to be singing and causing a spiritual elevation through singing. This is drawn down through a very special power from above. And this is called, this is the idea that mein duchrin ma'ir mein nukvin, that the spiritual masculine waters arouses the feminine waters. Meaning that za, the emotions, arouse machos. Through this, the Torah, through learning Torah in this way, we're able to give power, that it's possible to elevate one's soul specifically through davening when we have this avodah v'ratzav v'shuv that we spoke earlier, of this sublime continual process of elevation to God and then coming back down into our bodies, and that continuous cycle, spiritual roller coaster, I'd like to describe it as. Now, this avodas leviim is specifically bi'adri tamar isamar, that the vessel for all of these unities, these yichudim that we're talking about, the sichri la of chachman bina and zan malchus, is specifically when we bi'adri tamar, when we learn the Torah with this level of bittul and love and draw it down. Now that's the end of the beer. Now the summary of the beer is as follows. In the beer, we explained the whole concept of the large enlarged letters Ayin and Dalet in the Shema. It spells the word aid, a witness. And that's connected to the idea that in the pasuk it says Mishkan Ha'edus, that it was a tabernacle of testimony. So what is that idea of the testimony? It's testifying for the unity of Abba and Ima in the first pasuk of the Shema, of this higher unity. And this causes a lower unity called Yichud Zun, emotions with Malchus. This is the Pekudei HaMishkan, this lower level of unity, which is the first time it says the word Mishkan in the Pasuk, which corresponds to the part of the Shema where it says V'ahavta Eis Hashem Elokecha. V'ahavta, we spoke about, was the letter Vav of Shem Havaya, and Eis was the level of Malchus, which is the last letter of Shem Havaya, the letter He. That's why Moshe says specifically in the first Pasuk, Havaya Elokeinu. It specifically says Hashem, our God, and also in the Shema we say Havaya Elokecha. The idea is that this unity of Havaya should be drawn down into the world, which is the Mishkan Eidos, specifically Pukar Al Pi Moshe, through the Bittul of Moshe. And the reason for this unity of Abba and Ima, the reason why it's called Mishkan Eidos, is, we have to preface this by the fact that it says in the Lakutei Torah of the Arizal in Parshas Bereishis, that through fulfilling the negative mitzvahs, we cause this higher level of unity of Abba and Ima. Now, why the negative mitzvahs, we will explain. But for now, to first understand, Abba and Ima is Chachma and Bina. Bina is comprehension, like it says in the pasuk, La'hanichil oyavai yesh. Oyavai is Bina, like it says, Ema banim smecha in the Tehillim, in the Halal we say, which is this idea of love. Now, Chachma, on the other hand, doesn't have this emotional expression, but rather what it does express is bittul to the Ori Sof, to the infinite Hashem, that we're not even able to grasp with our thoughts at all. And that's why it's called Koyach. Chachma is called Koyach Ma. It's the same letters as expressing the idea of the power of what? The power of the unknown, so to speak. And that is only reached through a power of bittul that's beyond emotions, beyond love. This whole concept of revelation from Chachma into Bina, which is this yichud of Abba and Ima, we can understand by understanding what the Rambam says, that essentially he explains the concept of negative theology. It's called apophatic theology, according to the theologians, that you're really not able to describe Hashem in positive terms, because then you're limiting Hashem. But rather, the only way to describe Hashem is negative terms. You could say Hashem is not limited. You can't say Hashem is unlimited because that limits, by saying that you're limiting him, but only by describing Hashem what he is not, that's the only way you're able to actually describe Hashem, which is connected to the idea of the negative mitzvahs, is that the way of performing the negative mitzvahs is by not doing the mitzvahs, by not transgressing. So by doing nothing, you're able to connect to a higher level than through positive expression. And that's where you're able to grasp the essence of the thing, even though it's completely concealed still. And that is, this happens when you unite Chachma and Bina, is you're able to reveal this element of God as he's expressed in negative theology. Now, from this, it's understood, the fact that it's written in the Arizal, the Likutei Torah of the Arizal, that mitzvah leisase is connected to this same idea, like we're explaining, because it's through not doing, like we were saying. Now, the positive mitzvahs, on the other hand, that is the opposite concept. That's specifically through vessels, through kalim. Through positive mitzvahs, we create vessels to comprehend Hashem in a more direct way. Now, the only problem with that is that it's much more limited of a comprehension, because it's just like a ray of the sun, as opposed to grasping the essence of the sun. So when through the Mrs. Lisa say, we're actually able to grab the essence much more, but we're not able to relate to it directly. It's only through indirect negative association, negative theology. But the positive misses, we have a Ha'ara, and that is this unity, this lower level of unity of Zeron Penukva. But the source in Keser, we're not able to reach through the positive misses. Now, this is what it means, Ela Pekude HaMishkan. This is that the beginning of the verse represents this lower level of unity of Zan Malchus, that through Torah mitzvahs and the positive mitzvahs, and specifically through learning the six Sidre Mishnah, the six orders of the Mishnah, which within the six orders of the Mishnah, it has included within each one the other six also, because all the topics are intermingled. Then you really have 6 times 6, which is 36. And that's the gematria of the very first word of the pasuk, which is Eileh, Aleph Lamed Hey. And which the idea of specifically expression through learning Torah, learning the Mishnah. And Pekude, the word Pekude comes from the word, is the idea of intimacy, as it's brought down in the Gemara, that a man is obligated lifkoid as ishtai, to be intimate with his wife. So it's the idea of unity. So it expresses that lower level of unity. Now the second half of the verse, when it says Mishkana Eidus, that's the higher level of unity of Abba and Ima, which is this revelation from Ein Sof, in a very literal way. Now the only problem with it is that you're not able to grasp it in a tangible, intellectual way, or you're definitely not able to grasp the essence of it. The only way you're able to grasp it is indirectly through a testimony, so to speak, an edus. This testimony is not, you don't literally grasp the literal, it's not like, I guess the best analogy would be, there's a big difference between being at the scene of a crime and witnessing it yourself, rather, or hearing about the crime through testimony of witnesses, meaning you get it, but you get it secondhand. So it's almost like secondhand. You're able to grasp Hashem, but only through negative theology. So it's less direct, so to speak. Now, this whole concept of Mishkana Eidus, this which is the second half of the pasuk, that is connected to the idea of aid, which is which we know that there's this verse, I believe it's in Yecheskel, that Revavak Tzemach Sadin Asatich, that this, the Jews are like sprouting in the field and they grow, v'tirbi v'tigdali, and they become this level of adia dayim, which we said in the beer that this is a certain level of bittel, which Al-Pi Kabbalah describes as dat, nekuda under yisod, nekuda tachas yisod. And through this, we're able to reach this face-to-face connection, so to speak, with Hashem, as opposed to back-to-back. Now, we explained that this idea of adiyah adayim, which is connected to the idea of edus, the same words, represents these two crowns of Torah, of Nasa v'Nishma, that's drawn down into Zeranpin and Malchus of Ennukva, which is this level of Arach Anpin, which is Chitzeni Sekeser. And we explained the three definitions of Adi, or the idea of aid. First one was the idea it was a crown, so it's connected to Keser in the most tangible way, because we know that the 620 mitzvahs is Gematria Keser. And the second is the idea of Ad means eternality, Nitzchias, and that's connected to Keser because it's the very end of Orient Sof, which is absolutely infinite. So therefore, when you tap into Keser, you're tapping into the beginning of infinitude. And we also explained that the third definition of Ad is actually limitation. It says Ad Paisat Tavai, which that is the idea of limitation. And that connects to Keser because since we down here are not able to actually grasp Keser, because beyond intellect, it's beyond Chachma. So therefore, it's like up until that point, but not including the point of Keser, we're actually able to reach. So it's like it shows a sense of limitation in our ability to understand it. So, and that is able to somehow be drawn down into this unity of Abba and Ima from Keser. And that is what we call Mishkan Eidus. And this all is alluded to in the verse in Tehillim, where it says Shesham Alushvatim, that the tribes of Israel ascended, specifically through an arousal from below, to draw down this lofty level of Eidus and everything it represents, and the idea of Adi Adim that we spoke earlier, specifically to the Jewish people, Eidus L'Yisrael. We said this high level is drawn down into the Jewish people, which is Zeranpin, which is the emotions of Hashem and Atzilus. Now, the whole purpose of it is to L'Hoydeis L'Shem, as it says in the continuation of the Pasuk in Tehillim, that L'Hoydeis, we know that the idea of Hoida, like we say in the morning, Moida Ani, is recognizing Hashem that's completely beyond intellectual grasp, because Hoida represents, you have a bittel, and knowing that there's an element of Hashem that's completely beyond your ability to grasp and intellectually appreciate. So that's why we have Hoida. And this is what it means, Al-Sher Pukar Al-Pi Moshe, in towards the end of the verse. Now, we explained that this unity of Abba and Ima in the first pasuk of Krishma is specifically accomplished through bittel. And that's higher than the level of ahava, love, because vahavta, in the continuation of the Shema, that represents the idea of tikkun zah, which is connected to the emotions. Now, the very first verse of the Kriya Shema is the idea of aid, like we said, spoke about the large ayin and the large dalet in the verse. That represents that Yichud Ilah, that unity of Abba and Ima, which is called Mishkan Eidus. Now, in truth, this unity of Kriya Shema is so lofty, it actually reaches Ein Sof in the most literal way, as it's brought down in the Pri Etz Chaim of the Arizal. And this is also why it's called the unity of Kudsha Brichu Shechinte, the unity of Hashem with his divine presence. That is the unity of that's brought down through Mishkan Edus, this of which is the idea of drawing down the Yud-Ke into Vav-Ke of Hashem's name and uniting Hashem's Tetragrammaton. And this is the Lashon of Edus. The fact that we say Edus is only a Ha'ara. It's just a ray of light that's coming down from Keser into Zah, into emotions. And it doesn't, it's not, there's no contradiction because up in the higher levels, we're able to draw down Keser in a literal way. But in its Silos, it's kind of much more limited as it comes down into the emotions. But we know that Lasid level in the future time to come will have this fuller revelation of Hashem's essence, the fullest expression of Keser down into the emotions and into our speech and into our actions in the most literal way possible. And the very end of the verse, we said that the word pukad is the same letters as doifik. Doifik means knocking or beating. And we express that that represents the level of chachma that's enclosed in the blood of that's in a person, because blood represents pnimius bina based on all the gematrias that we learned in the body of the beer. And this concept of the 365 negative commandments, the laisa say, corresponds to 365 sinews, which are the pipelines which bring the blood from the heart to all the different limbs. And the idea, specifically the pumping of the heart, the beating of the heart, which is this primus bina, that is a radiance of the primus of the brain as well. And so that is all from the primus bina perspective. Now the chitzonius of chachma, the acharaim of chachma, that represents the beating of the hand from an external point. And that is the idea of El Pekude, the beginning of the Pasek. And also Pekida, this idea of Pekida is sourced in Keser. As we say that when the Hashem promises to redeem the Jewish people, he says, Pakoid Yif, Pakoid Pakadati. So this idea of Pekida is connected to redemption, which is sourced in the highest levels of Keser. Now, this concept of the heart beating, so to speak, in Arvad Hashem is the idea of Ratzav Hashem. It's this emotional roller coaster that we go up to the Hashem and come back down, up and down, that through this, we are able to draw down this level called Kol Doidi Doifik, as it's brought down in Shir Shirim, that this, the voice of my beloved is beating or is knocking. And that's specifically through Psuke de Zimra in Shachris, that we specifically do Psuke de Zimra before Krishma and the blessing of Krishma, because that's the whole concept of the Avaida of the Levium, the fact that they would sing during the Karbanis and sing during the carrying of the Mishkan. That they lifted what is the Mishkan represents, which is the unity of Zera Anpin and Nukva, to the higher level of Mishkan, which is Mishkan Edus, which is Abanima. And that creates a unity of the lower Mishkan and the higher Mishkan, which is expressed in the first pasuk of the Krishma. And the fact that the avoda of the Levites was so lofty and great beyond comprehension of what they're able to accomplish. And through this, we're able to draw down this concept of Eidus Yisrael, this lofty unity from above to below. And therefore, specifically, the first verse of Kriya Shema, if you take the two letters of Shema, the first two letters of Shema and the first two letters of Echad, the ones that are not enlarged, you actually end up with the word Esmach, I will be joyous. So the concept is that through uniting Zera Anpin and Nukva with Abba and Ima, this is uniting the two, uniting Yichud Tata with Yichud La. Therefore, you're able to reach this level of joy that is unparalleled. However, the main intent is to speak the words of Torah, and that is what it's really all about, is to draw down these unities, lower unity, higher unity, unity between the lower unity and higher unity, and then draw it down into the words of Divrei Torah, Biyadi Tamar, in a way that is automatic, that we're automatically channeling God's divine words into the world. And specifically, that explains why the very end of the pasuk, that it was Biyadi Tamar, Yisamar, Ben Aaron, the fact that he was the son of Aaron, because Aaron is that lofty love, this avaraba of Vahavta. Specifically through Vahavta, we're able to draw down the power of this lofty power of love into the Isur Sedil Sata. That is the end of the beer and summary of the beer, the kitzur on the beer. Moving on to the kitzur of Parshas Bishach, Mimer in Likutei Torah, Parshas, beginning of the Likutei Torah, Parshas Bishalach, that discusses Shabbos. So the whole inyan of the Yud, Hashem's name creating Olam Haba, where the Olam Haba is a place where the tzaddikim benefit from the and derive pleasure from the radiance of the Shekhinah, that comes into a state of revelation specifically through Hasaga, meaning it's something that is within the realm of contemplation and comprehension. And therefore, it's not an infinite revelation of pleasure and godly revelation, but rather it is specifically something that is limited and is generated through a tzimtzum. That's the whole idea of a yod, because yod is chachma. And in order to get to chachma, Hashem has to mitzamtzim, contract his vast Ein Sof light into just a little point of the yod. And nevertheless, in another place it's explained that this yod is not a complete concealment, but rather it's almost like a summary of Hashem, meaning it says in the Gemara that when a person teaches someone else Talmud, he should specifically do it, give the summary, do it in short, the shortest way possible to teach it, because that is the way that the student's going to properly understand it. So too, in order for the tzaddikim to understand and appreciate Hashem's infinite Ein Sof, Hashem almost summarizes it, so to speak, or does it in the shortest way possible through the Yud, Hashem's name. And similarly, in the Tanakh, we find that it's brought down in another Gemara in Tainus, that Hashem put the entire Tanakh within the Chumash, meaning to say that there's no place in the Ksuvim, in the entire writings of the Tanakh, that it doesn't have any remez in the actual Chumash. So, meaning to say that the Chumash is almost like a short form of the entire Torah. And we also know that this world that we live in is created with the letter He of Hashem's name, which represents Bina and expansion. Now, in order to, there needs to be a necessity to draw down this level of Yudke of Hashem's name in order to create the worlds. And that's why we say in the davening and in the Tehillim, the last capital, Kol Hel Neshama Tehalaka, every neshama praises Ka, which is Yod Kei of Hashem's name. We have to praise that because specifically because from that level that made it possible to create the worlds. And meaning to say that through the mitzvahs, we are essentially drawing down these pleasant pleasures, so to speak, from Hashem's essence, because the mitzvahs are called darchinayim. So each mitzvah that we do is like a pleasurable path in connecting to Hashem's, the source of life, which is Hashem. As we say, ki imcha mekor chayim, which means that Hashem is the source of pleasure. And all pleasures come from Hashem. But the whole idea is the reason why we experience it in so many different ways, because from Hashem's essence, it's drawn down through many different tzimtzumim in order to draw down this pleasure from a level of tainug into chachma, into wisdom, and then down into all the other levels until through Seder Shtalshlos, it comes down and encloses the tainug, the physical pleasure, into physical pleasures through our physical senses of sight, vision, hearing, feeling, touch, smell. All these physical pleasures that we experience is a result of this istalshalus of from Hashem's essence. And we can't even begin to compare all of the pleasures of this world, even 1,000 years of experiencing pleasure in this world, to even 1 hour of pleasure in the world to come. Now, Ois Gimel of the Kitzer here, that it explains later on in another Mimer, that David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Zmiris Hayilichu Kecha, that your statutes, the Torah, the laws of the Torah, are like songs. And he was punished for this. And the idea is that the mitzvahs come from Hashem's supernal will, Ratzon. And obviously they come down in a way that's very pleasurable, but that's a very chitzonius stick away to perceive the mitzvahs. And David HaMelech was holding on a higher level that he should have been able to not just appreciate only the chitzonius of the mitzvah, which is the pleasure, but even the pnimius of the mitzvah, which is the tainug elyon. So it's not just zmira, which is more of an external thing, but even a more internal pleasure that draws down of the very specific pleasure of that corresponds to that mitzvah, which are the derchi noyam, the different ways of pleasure and pleasantness. And this is what it means that 6 days, and as Dalai, that 6 days one should work. Now, it says that la'avda, that Hashem gave Adam and Chava the Garden of Eden, la'avda. What does that mean? That corresponds to the 248 positive mitzvahs. Specifically through working during those 6 days of the week and doing the 248 mitzvah saseh, we are able to draw down this lofty level of godliness, albeit in a concealed way during the week. But on Shabbos, we draw this down in a revealed fashion. As it says in the book of Yechezkel, Sharachatzer pnimis v'yem ha-Shabbosi paseach, meaning there's a external gate, an entranceway to the courtyard of the Beis Mikdash, presumably, of the inner courtyard. And that it was closed during the whole week, but on Shabbos it was specifically opened. And that's why that Shabbos is equivalent to all of the mitzvahs combined. Because, and that's why we say during the week that we ask Hashem, Kiddushanu b'mitzvaysav, Shekh Kiddushanu b'mitzvaysav, that Hashem should sanctify us through his mitzvahs in the third person. But on Shabbos, we say during Kiddush, we say Kadshenu b'mitzvaysecha. Sorry, during the davening, we say Kadshenu b'mitzvaysecha in the second person. Second person is Lashon Mechach, which means that Hashem is very present and right in front of us. Third person is his more much higher level of concealment. Now, in Oishev the Kitzer, we discuss davening, that it's like a ladder, that a ladder, a sulam, connects the avoda of the weekday where we ascend, we cause different, I guess, spiritual energies to ascend up to Shemayim, I guess. And then that causes a hamshacha on Shabbos. And specifically the ladder has angels ascending and descending. And this refinement that happens through the mitzvahs during the week causes this elevation of feminine waters through the ladder, this ladder of tefillah, the sulam, which is called Olas Tamid, the burnt daily offering. And specifically through this, we draw down afterwards a hamshacha from above to below. Also through the davening on Shabbos. So in other words, Malchus ascends during the week through our tefillos, and that causes a hamshacha on Shabbos. And this is the concept that when Jewish people are redeemed, when they observe two Shabbosos according to the halacha. That, why specifically two Shabbosos? Because one Shabbos represents below to above and another one from above to below. And this is what it means that, and there's a, in Midrash Tehillim, it's brought down that everything on Shabbos is done in doubles, meaning you have Zachor and Shamor. Specifically, the Korbanos involved Shnei Chvasim. So there's always this concept of double. And specifically, there's a pasuk in Nehemiah where it says it refers to Shabbos with the word mitzvahs. The word mitzvahs in the pasuk has two vavs. And that's the idea of Aliyah and Yerida on this sulam, this ladder, ascending and descending on the ladder. That's the two vavs. And that's also the whole concept of Lechem Mishnah. We have two breads specifically corresponding to these two vavs, corresponding to these two levels of ascending and descending. And this is what it means that it says in the Pasuk, Re'u ki Hashem nasan lachem HaShabbos. Specifically says that Hashem gave to you in the plural, specifically lachem, because one that works Erev Shabbos will benefit from the Shabbos, which is the idea of working 6 days during the week. And according to The work we put in during the week, during the 6 days, will be commensurate the hamshacha that comes down and blesses us on Shabbos. And therefore, it says in the pasuk, "Hu nois lechem b'yom hashishi lechem yoimayim." Specifically, on the sixth day of the week, the Yidden in the Midbar got two portions of man, in order to show this concept that everything on Shabbos is double. Iska de Shabbos kafel. And when you work on Erev Shabbos, you Hashem will bless you that you'll be able to eat on Shabbos. Now, the last Ois Vav has a Kabbalistic explanation of some of the concepts we've already discussed, that the mitzvahs are the 248 limbs of the king. And this concept of davening, which is called the sulam, a ladder, involves the hamshacha of masculine waters, mein duchrin, which is a new hamshacha from beyond Seder Shtashlus, and meaning to say, all the way from the highest levels of the keser and the concealed intellect, moicha stima, which is drawn down through the elevation of the feminine waters, my nukvin. And therefore, Seder Shtalshlus comes from the Netzach Hayyid Yisayid of the supernal Netzach Hayyid Yisayid, presumably from Atzilus. It actually becomes the Meichin, I guess the Seichel or the Chachma of the world below it, so of Bria. Thanks to Netzach HaYisayid of Atzilus, you get to the Mechin of Bria, or the Mechin, or the same thing by every world. The Netzach HaYisayid of the higher worlds causes the Chachma, or the Seichel of the lower world, to be manifest. And its source in this chitzonius unity, external unity of Chachma Bina, in order for this hishavos from nothingness to somethingness to occur. However, through the analogy of birth, we have this concept that Yerecheha mitztaninais, that the child comes out from the body in a way of sitting, which represents the idea of beyond, which represents the idea of beyond the level of Netzach HaYisayid. So, and similarly, this hamshacha of the masculine waters, Mein Duchrin, is reminiscent of that as well. And this hamshacha specifically happens on Shabbos, which is from a level that's even beyond Netzach HaYisayid. However, it's impossible for to have this hamshacha without first drawing down this inyan of Shir Kaima through the mitzvahs. And this is what it means, Ki Hashem nasa lachem es haShabbos, that Hashem gave you all the Shabbos. Have a wonderful day.